Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman's report is brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family-owned and operated since 1989. Shop online at infinityofmassapequa.com. By Sport Clips, you watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Not done yet. By Fubo TV, watch your local sports live at FuboTV.com. And Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan
coils. Anything else?
That's it, Johnny.
That was great. Those are things I am in favor of all of them. TV, car, water, all good stuff.
John said that he might be the first guy on, and you're still on MLB Network, right? You still do that, right?
Yes,
you
I
might
am.
Be, John might be the first guy on MLB Network to wear all his sponsors on his shirt.
That'd be great.
What do you think? You know what, John? Maybe you
that.
Should do that, John.
I would do that. If you have the shirt, I'll wear it.
John,
right on TV.
Doug Pfister is signing where?
Well, that's an excellent question. I know he's turned down a few American League deals, so just guessing, maybe a National League team. I've heard it's not likely the Mets.
At why?
Not
why?
Likely.
They
got Tommy Malone.
They got Tommy Malone. I don't know. I mean, it's up to Doug Pfister where he wants to sign. So he's got plenty of choices. There are a lot of teams that need pitching. Joel Sherman mentioned the Angels. I think some other people have mentioned them as a possibility. But some have suggested to me he'd prefer to be somewhere in the National League, which I can't blame him. If you're throwing 84 miles an hour, it's probably a little better to be in the National League than the American League.
Does he not like New York? Have you gotten into the case that he doesn't like New York?
How could you not like New York?
How could you?
I can name a
lot
of guys.
Please.
Yeah, there's a few. Ed Whitson comes to mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there's one or two.
So you would say that Doug Pfister is signing with somebody, but it's not the Mets.
I would say that's probably the case. Yeah.
Wow, unbelievable.
Well, we still haven't forgotten about Mattson Lugo, right?
Come on. I mean,
and Harvey's back on Friday.
You know, I got more confidence that you'll pitch this year for the Mets than Mats, to be really honest with you.
No, we'll see. Mats is still a very young man. Yeah, a lot of pitches left in him. Mm-hmm. Let's not give up yet.
It's not giving up.
You can't expect
it. It's a little bit different when the Mets have five guys or four guys to say, all right, when Mats comes back, great. But Steven Matz's track record in the major leagues has been he misses a lot of time, and Seth Lugo is pitching with like a string attaching his UCL.
Well, sometimes those strings work out. Look, Tanaka has pitched well with his UCL.
Wainwright did it for a while. You're right.
Yeah. I think Irvin Santana has a UCL for a decade. I think he's had one. I think King Felix has something going on there. Right, a lot of guys. So we don't necessarily hear about all of them, but there are guys who are able to pitch with a UCL issue, and he's trying to pitch right now. So we'll see.
Any inside information on Harvey? I mean, this was obviously not the first time something like this happened, right, John?
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to hear more and more negative things. I mean, this is part of the problem when you're banned. You don't get to tell your side of it, and we're hearing a lot of whispers. And there does seem to be some negativity coming out of that clubhouse, even from teammates. A couple of them even sound a little bit fed up. I'm not in that clubhouse all the time. I will say I would bet Harvey's not the easiest employee of all time, but I still have a little sympathy for him because he did pitch his heart out in 2015 beyond the guideline. I know it wasn't hard and fast, but he was coming off of Tommy John, and the guideline was not to go past where you'd been before, which was 180 innings, and he went to like 220 and kept begging to stay out there. Eventually, to his detriment and the team's detriment, he stayed out there one inning too long. But I have a little sympathy for him for that, and because he did do that and then missed most of last year after that. So, maybe I'm looking on the positive side. Maybe I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm not the employer. You know, I could see he's probably not the easiest, but I do think this is an interesting one. We still have we learned a lot yesterday, including about the Mets' 10 p.m. visit, the surprise visit where they found Harvey in his pajamas. But we still have a lot of questions that are unanswered, which include, did he contact them first? Did they contact him? What was he doing for all that time? Was he asleep? Was he that sick? And did they visit him to check on
but
him?
But you know what? All
or
this,
check up on him.
All this stuff, here's what matters. A, that his teammates don't hate his guts. I think it would benefit him and everybody if Harvey apologized, even if he doesn't mean it. And number two, he's got to pitch well. All this other stuff about who texted who, are the Mets sending a security team to see what he's doing? All that stuff is irrelevant. It's about his performance and his teammates and if they, you know, what they think of him. I think those are the more important things right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a nice soap opera. We enjoy that in the media. But, yeah, how he pitches is really what matters. Whether his teammates love him, like him, are mad at him, even that probably doesn't matter in the long run. I know he's going to be a free agent after next year. I don't think any of us think he's coming back to the Mets. There have been some ups. There have been some downs. And, you know, I think time will be up at the end of next year. I think that's fair to say. But, you know, generally speaking, you're right. We'll see how he pitches. That's really the main thing.
And he hasn't been a good pitcher for a long time now. I mean, let's be honest, John. He's been, at best, a mediocre pitcher since the end of that World Series in 15.
Well, yeah, he pitched. We presume he was probably not pitching at full strength at the beginning of last year. Went out with the thoracic outlet, and now he's returning from thoracic outlet. So he, like Matt, has been beset by a lot of injuries, and that has really affected his performance since then. But, you know, I don't want to think that, you know, I've seen people say, oh, he was only a flash in the pan, or he was barely, you know, I mean, the guy was great when he came up. He had the Tommy John. He came back, and he was pretty darn good in 2015.
He was 15.
He was good.
So,
I mean,
this
good.
Is a very talented pitcher, and it would behoove everybody if he just got out there on the mound and put this behind him. We know. I mean, at this point, I think it's fair to say he knows he did something wrong, and he needs to apologize. And of course, there's a difference of opinion whether it's deserving of a fine or a suspension. And that maybe play out with a grievance. Maybe he'll be talked out of that. Maybe he'll say, let bygones be bygones. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. And I agree. I understand. The most important thing is the pitch.
Absolutely. You know, Joe and I agree on the fact that interleague play has run its course, that it's just, you know, sometimes you'll get those appealing matchups. I think Yankees-Cubs was very appealing. But for the most part, there isn't that much interest. And I'm actually surprised. Maybe I shouldn't be. That the Washington Nationals and the Baltimore Orioles, you know, two really good teams, the Beltway rivalry, one of the premier interleague matchups, drew 5,000 less people last night than Mets Giants. And it's not like the Mets are lighting the world on fire with attendance.
Is that really true? Wow.
23,000 for Nationals Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, there's something going on in Baltimore. Their attendance was terrible last year. It hasn't improved much this year, and they're an excellent team. I don't know whether people are reading those predictions, those stat sites that are claiming the Orioles are a 71-win team. This is a very exciting team with a lot of power, and that's a great atmosphere, Camden Yards. I shouldn't have to sell it, but it has been shocking. I wouldn't blame interleague play, but that is bizarre to hear because really those have been two of the best three teams along with the Yankees so far to this point.
It's not blaming interleague play. It's just reminding people that interleague play does nothing.
Yeah, one thing I don't like about the schedule is that teams play other teams in their own division 19 times. I'm sick of the Braves and the Phillies playing 19 times. I don't mind the the interleague, and it's still rare to see, you know, the Miami play against Seattle and see Ichiro go back and see now Chooch go back to Philly. I like that. I don't mind one or three games. It's too unbalanced for me, though. Yankee Boston is even too much for me now. 19 times,
but
too much.
But wait a minute now. But go back to the old days, okay? Let's go back to the old days of the 80s. I know you were just a young pup.
No, not at all.
Young
not
pup.
I was an adult.
They were playing 18. Back then, you played 18 teams. 18 games against your division teams, and you
too
play
much.
12 games against the rest of the league.
Right. Well,
what's wrong with that?
It's too much. I'm tired of that. We don't need to see 19 times.
I'll make you a trade because I'm a deal maker.
You really are.
You came up
with that brilliant.
You're like the president.
For
you're like the
Walker
president.
Deal.
I cut deals.
You're like the president.
I'm gonna make. I'm not, but whatever. I'm gonna make a deal with you. Get rid of interleague play. We'll cut down on the divisional games so we can get more, let's say, Yankees-Indians, more Mets-Cubs.
Yes.
Because what you've
absolutely.
Done. See, look at this. Am I a deal
maker? No, absolutely right.
Like, that makes the most sense because
it's a joke.
It's odd that the Mets and the Yankees go to teams outside of their division one time a year.
Yeah.
It's like they're in another league.
And that's all the Mets play to Cubs now. Once there,
that's
once
it.
Here.
Every
it's
team.
It's a joke.
Every
yeah,
team
I would agree with you. More Mets-Cubs. I would like to see teams play other teams in their league, not in their division.
Yes.
Yet. I'm with you.
Okay, but then you got to get rid of interleague play.
Yeah, I ignored that part of the
equation.
Well,
you can't
interleague play that much.
That's kind of the deal maker I am. I ignore the part I don't like.
Seriously, though, John, you really like the interleague play that much? Seriously?
I don't think it's worth getting rid of.
It adds too much crap to the schedule. Like, let's take a look at tonight.
Yeah.
The Yankees and the Reds are going to have to wait all night because this is the one time they go there.
Yep.
And God forbid these teams lose their day off.
That's okay.
Yeah, who cares? What do you care?
Right. It's not me.
You're not the one with the dogs like Susan Wallman who needs somebody to walk them.
Right.
Yeah, who cares? So selfish, John.
I am that way, I admit. It's a hard life. It's a hard knock life. What can I tell you?
What are
they making on average now? They're making over $4 million a year on average, right?
No, he's talking about the players.
Yeah.
They travel well, from what I understand, other than the Giants who have buses on their fire. I mean, fire on their buses. I got that backwards. Everybody else travels well. They could stay up late one night if they have to. It doesn't bother me.
What a joke. John.
I love you, though.
You're too much.
So, are the Yankees going to win 100 games?
No, I don't think they'll win 100 games, but Joe and I both agreed they'd win more than 83.5. They wouldn't win exactly 83.5, but they'd win more than 83.5.
Which means I cash in, John. So I just want to tell you.
Did you actually place a bet there?
I did. Of course I did. Did I actually? Yes.
You think he was joking?
Did you talk about this, John?
I didn't. How much did you bet?
Well, I should have bet more. I don't really want to tell you how much I bet, but I bet a decent amount of money.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds like $1,000.
Well, I mean, we could be and could not be.
Maybe not.
I'll tell you right now. If I win the bet,
now you're seeing this up close.
Listen to me, John. If I win the bet, I will have made enough money to take you out to dinner at Del Frisco's. How's that?
Okay. All right, is it enough money? Not that I'm going to go more than once, but is it enough to take me out five times?
Maybe not. Well, it depends. I mean, if we're going to Burger King, yeah.
Okay. So it was only $500. You only bet $500.
You figured it out. You're like a detective. You're like Sherlock.
I'm relentless. Sherlock.
John, who's better than you, John?
I don't know. I certainly have a lot of endorsements.
You got a lot of endorsements. You got people in Timbuktu who are actually have heard you on our show and say, "Oh, you're the John Heyman from Joe and Evan's show."
No, that
right?
was Boca. Boca. I'm glad you reminded me because I forgot to mention his name. It was Andrew the bartender.
Nouvelle
Maison. Nouvelle Maison, fancy French place
in Boca.
Yeah,
wow. Very nice. Well,
yes.
John, excellent work as always.
John,
all right,
really appreciate it.
John,
great
brilliant, John.
You guys. Great talking.
John Heyman.
That may be overstating. No. Okay.
Well, one thing we learned from John is that it's very unlikely Doug Fister is signing with
the
Mets.
Doesn't sound good.
So, there you go.
Tommy Malone is here.
Tommy Malone and maybe Chris Young someday at some
maybe.
Point. Or maybe Cologne or Dickey. I wouldn't rule that out. The Mets and Braves have such a good relationship.
I rule nothing out.
We'll come back and talk.
Statues.
That's the one thing that you know is not happening. That you can rule out.
But the wild card banner is up. Oh, my God.
That's so disturbing to me.
It is disturbing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.